February 12th, 1789. Last night at 6 o'clock, the second of the number 16 headmills blew up. The charge had not been on the bed more than 5 minutes. As the mill did not receive any injury, it was set again to work this day at 10 o'clock.
September the 9th, 1789. This morning at 11 o'clock, the two new mills blew up. Thomas Runball, the millman on duty, had just liquored the charge and happened to be outside. He received no hurt.
February 4th, 1790. This morning, at 1 o'clock, one of the Queen's Mead mills blew up, which entirely unroofed same. The charge had been worked an hour. Thomas Graylin, millman on duty, set fire to his jacket, but he received no bodily harm.
April the 2nd, 1790. Explosion of two mills at 11 o'clock. No one hurt.
May 22nd, 1790. Hoppet Mills blew up. No one hurt.
April the 18th, 1801. Between 3 and 4 in the afternoon, the Corning Mill blew up with a great explosion. 8 men were blown to pieces in the adjoining meadow, and 4 horses, much mangled, were left near the mill wheels. Fragments of a 9th man were found on the 3rd day. The men were all married, 3 of them with families.
April 13th, 1843. A Corning house exploded at 3:10 in the afternoon. 7 lives were lost. Pieces of broken beams were found up to a mile off, and large pieces of the presses were found at a distance of 220 yards.
June 16th, 1870. 5 men are killed in the explosion of a press house on Lower Island. The chief chemist to the War Office, Sir Frederick Abel, told the coroner's court, "However careful men are, it is impossible for these explosions to be guarded against." The jury was later told that the press house had stood next to a magazine containing 5,000 or 6,000 pounds of powder, and that 6 men had braved the flames to empty the whole lot into the river.